Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today we have the phenomenal spiritual medium, Laura Lee, with us for her monthly visit to inspire us with her otherworldly wisdom and take your calls. If you'd like to talk to Laura today, the number to call is 424-220-1801, and I see that we have several people waiting to talk to Laura. As usual, for those of you who aren't familiar with Laura Lee and the incredible gifts she brings to the world, Laura has the natural ability to access the link between the physical and spiritual worlds. And she is dearly loved and enjoyed by listeners every time she blesses us with her appearance on A Fine Time for Healing. So I know that you're anxious to talk to her. So now I will introduce you to my friend and special guest, Laura Lee. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you, Randy, for that nice intro. You always do.
Oh, you are so welcome.
You deserve it. Than I am.
I know you're humble, but you deserve it. Everyone loves you when you come on, and I'm sure they, not only when you come on, but they just love you. So here we are in May of 2016, and I know that you'd like to talk about that and nurturing and growing our spiritual garden, which May is for flowers. So, what is it that you would like to say about that?
You know, we were just talking before we got on the show how sometimes we just channel this information that comes to us, especially when it comes to writing or communicating things to people. And, you know, I was out for a walk, my usual walk, and when it just downloaded into me about, you know, sharing about growing your spiritual garden as a place or a conscious state where we intentionally create for our inner growth. And, you know, just like a garden, it takes a lot of work sometimes and effort. And it's not always so easy because it's always on that place where we're on that edge, just outside of our comfort zone. I can't even say the word. Right outside our comfort zone, and this is where real growth happens. And you know, this isn't always a place that we consciously create. Sometimes we're thrust into a situation that causes us to have this place created for us where we have to grow, you know, without choice. You know, sometimes we think it's not a choice, but we can choose to deal with the situation and grow from it. And or we can move ourselves into another situation. But in the terms of spiritual garden, I want to say this is a conscious state or a space that we intentionally create for our own inner growth. So anyway, some of the things that downloaded to me about a spiritual garden that we can create a space for this kind of growth for us to take place is very simply by keeping the weeds out, first of all. And what they meant by weeds is any negativity or fears that may pop up in the situation that we're currently facing. Like, let's take for you, for instance, if you don't mind, talking about you're finishing up writing a book, right?
Right.
So sometimes the fears can come up about, oh my gosh, who's going to publish this? If I'm going to finish it in the manner or the way that I best express myself. But just instead of, you know, allowing those fears or that negativity to come and consume us, we cancel it or delete it and or transform it into something a little more positive, not listening to that inner voice that's, you know, condemning us or, you know, barraging us with thoughts of, you know, how it's not going to work, which happens to any one of us, you know, or people that might say, hey, this isn't going to work. You know, you might try it my way instead of your way. But those are like examples of keeping weeds out, clearing and canceling out any fears or negativity, and changing those thoughts to something a little bit more positive. And then also keeping boundaries with people who drain you. You know, just like we would keep rabbits and birds away from our gardens, it's important to keep boundaries with people who might damage that spiritual garden, okay? So, and just associating yourself maybe with people who support your effort and encourage you to grow. And this could be, you know, something for as simple as like a diet. Let's say you're really, you know, on a run right now to, you know, lose some weight, and you want to surround yourself with the people that are encouraging your efforts instead of diminishing it. And that also means like saying no instead of yes. Sometimes we all want to say yes to be associated or liked or appreciated. Instead, we got to learn how to say no sometimes to create those boundaries for ourselves, to protect ourselves as we move forward towards our directions. And then one of the other things to keep the weeds out is prayer and affirmation. You know, really finding something to affirm to yourself to keep moving forward despite some of the negativities and fears that naturally approach us or the people in our environment who don't support. But that prayer and affirmation is really important for us to keep our boundaries and so to protect that space so we can continue to grow. And these are in themselves almost grow, you know, helping us grow as well because that takes a conscious effort.
I agree with everything that you said. These are all really important to, you know, because we do, I can be plugging along feeling so confident in something and then all of a sudden the doubts come in, you know. And I have to say to myself, this has nothing to do with anything, you know, forget about it, it's not real, you know, just go back to the way that you're thinking, but we do have to talk to ourselves. We really have to keep ourselves on the right path because it's very easy to stray off of it. And, you know, I agree with the boundaries and learning to say no and protecting ourselves, protecting our time, protecting our energy, protecting our emotions, those kind of things. So I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
It's constant work, but we have to do it.
Mm-hmm. It is. But that constant work is it's putting yourself on the outside of your comfort zone. And like I said, that's where the expansion happens. That's where the growth happens. A lot of people think that, hey, if I just sit in a peaceful environment all the time, peace, love, and joy, which I think that's where our souls want to achieve, want to, you know, are designed to go in that direction. We want it, but we just don't know how to get, I just don't think we'll grow as a soul level if we aren't challenging our mental, our physical, and our spiritual capacity to continue to grow. So,
I completely agree. Yeah.
When we come back, you know, to this topic later in the hour, I'd like to talk about ways to fertilize and make ourselves stronger, so that we can keep the weeds out. That are effortless ways, but. Of course, it takes some more conscious effort on our part.
So we'll talk about fertilizing.
Maybe we should, fertilizing. Spiritual garden. So I just thought it was unique just to address it in this manner, since we're all, you know, April showers bring May flowers, and let's consciously, you know, create some flowers in our life, you know, that
I love
are
it.
Worthy for us to enjoy, and that's
yeah.
the fruits of our labor. So anyway, we've got some callers waiting. Maybe we should take a couple.
Some anxious callers. Okay. Let's start with the first caller, who's area code 814. You've been holding for about 25 minutes. What is your name?
Wow.
Hello. Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, Amy. What is your question for Laura?
Hi. Well, my question is, Laura, do you see me getting back with a past relationship?
I know that's something you've obviously desire, but Amy, let me go here real quickly first, okay? Are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay, and I see a father figure on the other side who's in spirit form. Is there a father connected to you or to him on the other side?
To him.
He's approaching the situation. To him, okay, because he's approaching the situation. And this is what I learned, okay? He came into the picture right when you started communicating, you know, your question. And my understanding is that this person has a hard capacity or is incapable sometimes of sustaining a relationship successfully, and I feel like it's almost, what's the word for it? I mean, for certain lengths of time, yes, but then I feel like for the long haul, which I think you would really desire from this relationship, I think, I don't know if he has the capacity within him, okay? And as I say that, do you know if his parents had split at one point in time in their relationship?
Or no, they didn't split up. No, they didn't split up.
Do you know whether or not, or was this your parents?
My parents are split.
Your parents split.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's just saying something in this regard to confirm the message regarding him. Because I don't know if he's desiring a long-haul relationship at this moment in time, okay? So his parents, I think, did divide on more than one occasion, and, I mean, physically maybe returned, and maybe that's something you don't know or something that is, you know, coveted from the family, you know, within the family, but that's what I get. Is there grown children or children involved on his side?
Yeah, but they're not grown. They're teenagers.
Pardon me?
He has teenagers.
They're teenagers. Okay, but the point is that's a confirmation to the message. That's my confirmation to the message from him. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry if that's not what you wanted to hear, but I would keep yourself available and open and continue forward. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Amy, for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, our next caller is area code 914.
Hi,
are you there?
Hi there, I'm Christine. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Christine. You're welcome.
Hi, ladies. Thank you. Well, I'm calling because I have a few too many weeds. And
okay, great.
Been paying attention. Right.
In my career financial garden.
Okay.
And
I like that.
Yeah. And you know, I've been like a stay-at-home mom. I'm ready to get back out there, but I honestly feel very overwhelmed. But I really want to get back to work, but then I need to take my boards. I start to study and then I just get overwhelmed. I don't know.
You know what? I'd almost pay attention to that because maybe it's not in the direction you think it is. Okay, so I'd pay attention to those signals, you know, our emotions and, you know, our energy sometimes dissipates like that because maybe our heart's not really in that direction. You know what I started seeing as soon as you started talking, Kristen, is did your family like to cook? Or do you like to create things, you know, food for your, you know, your family? I mean, do you get into that wholeheartedly or somewhere along the lines of your family? That was a thing you all enjoyed to do together. Do you know?
I used to. Honestly, I'm tired of it now. I just, my family.
You're tired.
It's a lot
you're
to
so
always feed the kids. They're always hungry.
Right.
It's like, oh, they're
right,
always
right, right. But you're seeking financial independence, right, for yourself
yes.
to have
yes.
some freedom, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Did I hit that right? Okay, for yourself.
Yeah.
So you have some more personal freedom. That's my gist of it. Okay, so I get a woman that's there on the side, and I don't know if you made your own, I want to go back as far as this, but I understand that you, like, would create your own baby food. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So she's telling me this. Okay. So I think you might be looking in the wrong direction, and I think you should be open and receptive to other possibilities that are right underneath your nose, but you're just not looking at them because you're thinking you have to do it this one way because it's the way that you know. Okay.
Okay.
So maybe going into, are you a meditator? I see that you might have done, or you tried to practice it on occasion.
I do, and I when I do it, I feel so good, and I just need to have a little
right.
more discipline to do
right.
it.
Right, all right, so why don't you create that as part of your spiritual garden practice, because that's about what I'm going to talk about next is fertilizing our garden to make ourselves
yeah.
stronger, more, you know, more at ease to weed out all the other stuff, okay? So
okay.
because then you'll be open and receptive to, you know, some guidance and the direction to go. Because if it's, you know, if it, you know, sometimes I would say, I'm just trying to think of an example here.
Mm-hmm.
When I kept here, I was telling Randy earlier, because we're both writing books right now, I kept hitting a brick wall
mm-hmm.
in one direction because I thought it had to be one direction, okay? And I hit it three times, and it was very obvious to me. Like I'll say, I had three agents on this one manuscript, okay? Three different agents on three different time periods throughout
mm-hmm.
several years, okay? And I knew I was hitting that wall, but then I had to take a step back and be open and receptive to the direction where that manuscript had to go, and I had to change directions completely. Okay, so you just, you know, if you're hitting a brick wall, there's a difference, okay? So the message will mm-hmm. continue to approach you and keep showing you, you know, you got to go a different direction. So I think that might be your case, okay? So some of the messages I just imparted to you were coming from, you know, as confirmations, you know, like the child making something to do with food. But I feel like there's something more connected from your home base, so you can also
okay.
be accessible to your children still, okay?
Yes.
And as I say that, are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay, and I get a female that's coming off onto your left side, maternal side. So
my mom.
It's
my mom.
Yeah, she's definitely watching over you, okay? Because she knows that this is what you want. And, you know, some desire this freedom, but I think you want it personally for yourself so you can go out and do what you will, what you want.
Yes, it's true. I love my children. I just, you know.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I'm a mom. I totally know what you're saying.
Oh,
yeah.
We burn out, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
We burn out. Like when my second child was going to college, you know, people were like, oh, you're going to be an empty nester. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mine are
five
and two.
Yeah.
So they're little.
Five and
two. Yeah. Yeah. You can find another way.
It's okay.
Tiring.
Yeah. You have a business background. Kristen, you got a business background?
Not really. But I have worked at other businesses kind of in the financial part, and I end up doing pretty well with it. like
well,
helping
then
them.
I think you,
money's and numbers
right,
and stuff.
Right. Well, now it's
yeah.
time to help yourself. It's time for all on you. So take those skill sets and apply it to you. Okay? And that'll build your spiritual garden for sure.
Yes, that's true. Right. Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Kristen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So that was a good segue because I wanted to talk about
it really was,
fertilizing.
Yeah.
So one of the fertilizing recommendations I know that I was going to recommend, which we talk about a lot on this show with you, Randy, is about meditating to expand your consciousness because then you'll have more compassion for yourself and patience with yourself. You know, you'll be able to discern who are those people to keep close by and who, you know, to limit your time with. And I'm not saying, you know, putting up a hand and eliminating those people from your life. I think that's a little drastic, but just maybe limiting your time with those people. And then, but meditation is so wonderful. And it just, if you could just start 5 minutes a day before you start your day or towards the end of the day before you go to bed, it just makes a drastic impact upon your being and the direction you're heading and listening and very clear. Because prayer and affirmations when we talk to spirit, when we talk to God, if you want to call it God, meditation's when we actually listen. And that's hard for people to do is sit and listen. But that's one of the primary ways to make that communication effective. We got to listen to our soul. We got to listen to our hearts and what they're telling us to do. The other thing I was recommended to share with all of you today about fertilizing is silence. Silence is so golden. Spending some time alone, whether that's going to exercise or going for a walk, or just shutting yourself in a room and being quiet for a while without any distractions, no computers, no phones. Really going off the grid and being by yourself, that's a golden time for us to reflect and really listen to our guidance as well, just as easy as meditation, I think. And then one of the other things of fertilizing is always go in the direction of the things that you love because that's guidance talking to us. So even if you think you're wasting time, you're not wasting time. That's probably very important for us to thrive as human beings is going in the direction and spending the time with the things that we love to do, whether it's reading a book, creating art, maybe going out for a run. I'm just throwing out some examples out there. Spend time also with a company you enjoy, maybe in the field of interest that you're involved in at the moment right now. Those are important things to fuel your soul and fertilize it. And then finally, just the basics. They recommend that we exercise, we eat right, and we get our required rest that we need individually. I mean, some people can feel like they're rested with 4 hours of sleep, whereas some people think they need 8 hours of sleep. So just do what's right for your body, and this gives you all more energy, makes you feel more confident, makes you feel more alive, and a result. Keeping those weeds out will be so much easier. Promise. So that's all I
have. It's funny. I had a thought, the spirit world's recommending that we eat and rest and all those kind of things. They don't have to do any of those things. That's not fair.
No.
They just get to be energy and all the time. We do.
While we're in the physical body,
we have got to take care of ourselves. That's real important because we are not spirits. Right. Right.
No, and I know as being moms, as we got off the phone with Kristen, or being a parent actually can zap you of energy, but sometimes, taking that time out for ourselves, even if it's that half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, is so important to refuel. You're such a better person. For sure, and I have to do it when, my child's off in school. So today I went out for a long swim, and I feel 10 times better to handle, whatever I'm confronting for the day, whether it's, dealing with a question from a caller to, sitting back down and doing the writing I'm supposed to have completed at a certain deadline date that I've given myself, you know. So all that's good.
It is all good. It is all good. Okay, so that's some ways we can fertilize our spiritual garden. Very good idea.
Yeah.
Very good idea.
I love how they, it just came out in that way for me, keeping the weeds out, pulling the weeds, fertilizing. And then, after a couple more callers, we'll talk about enjoying the fruits and flowers of our labors. So.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go to area code 347. Good morning.
Hi.
What is your name?
Good morning. This is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my
call.
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
So I keep seeing myself doing one-on-one healing work and guidance work. I help people with their love lives, but I go to people's offices, like entrepreneurs and executives, high ranking. And I was wondering, how do you see me... and I'm hesitant to use the wording, but how do you see me, getting the clients, but also attracting the clients? And I know the spiritual principles, but I really need something more, immediate or
How do you bridge both worlds? How do you bridge both worlds, you're saying? Yeah.
Well, how do I get them to notice me and then to hire me and to have it...
Mm-hmm.
be worthy that's what they want to do. You know, they see the value in it.
Right. Well, first of all, you're doing this among friends and family right now, correct?
No, I haven't
actually.
I mean, I was doing healing work for a while and helping people with their relationships for a while, and then I haven't done it for the last 2 years or so. Spirit was having me work on myself pretty intensely again.
Right.
And now I'm in the area, and I've been networking, but I don't know. Something's not clicking, and I want it to click.
Right. I'm glad you're following. First of all, I got to commend you, Jessica, that you keep seeing yourself, and you're trying to follow this message, and you know that you need to follow the message. One of the things that, as an intuitive, when I start seeing consistency with my messages, and I'm at a loss, one of the things I do is I ask out loud, show me the way, you know. So I want you to start affirming, well, if this is what you want me to do, show me the way. And can be scary. Well, it sounds like you're over it and you know you got to go in that direction. But it's very simple, and it sounds so simple that it seems complicated. It doesn't seem that easy, but it's just do it. You just do it. You just start doing it for people, and word gets out, because the biggest form of advertising, and I'm saying this as a former marketing executive years ago, and the biggest form of advertising is word of mouth.
Well, how do you see me? I understand the whole doing it, but how do you see me? Because I keep saying, show me how to do it, whatever, and, I haven't gone to networking
They put people in your path. And you have to have the confidence and the courage to speak up in that moment. So ask them to give you the strength and the courage to speak up in that moment. And then I would do just a typical, start a blog, start writing every day, start submitting, your stories to, online sources where your information will get out. Get yourself, online website, because that's the business card of these days, where it's real simple for people to look you up and put your sessions down. Say, I'm going to charge $60, let's say, for a session. But you start sharing your knowledge with people, and how you can help them, and start breaking in that way and say, hey, I can counsel you, if they keep coming back to you. And I feel like you might have a friend who continues to come to you in that manner, in that form, that you can rely on and say, hey, I've done this for you and put you in this direction. Maybe you can put, this information out to other people. Those are good ways to, share that you're open for business, and start telling people and handing over a card. So you have to create you have to be serious in the sense of, hey, here it is. Go to my website. Here's my card, you know, and my rates are there. And just start talking to people, because when you start sharing your knowledge, then they start listening. And then, you know, you say, if you'd like more, then come visit me. And then you don't, you know, you just allow yourself just to share more wisdom only in that space with the client who really wants more. You know, I think of, you know, what came to mind is when you were talking is the movie Hitch. Did you ever see that?
Mm-hmm. I have, yes.
I love that. I love that movie. And, you know, he wasn't all out there. I want to bring up a point here, is that he wasn't all out there in a flashy way or anything. He was just, you know, he really in his heart felt, you know, he had something to give in the sense of courage to these people to go ahead and connect with other people on a love level. But it can also mean just even starting a workshop or a class, whether that's online, a video conference. It could also be at a, you know, a bookstore or someplace on a local level. You can even do it out of your home. Heck, Marianne Williamson started out that way. She had maybe 3-5 people in, you know, in a workshop in her own living room when she first started, if you know who she is.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that has kind of stumped me a little bit is that I don't come from a corporate background. I come from, like, an entertainment background. And I want to help people in corporate. So my thought is that I kind of hang out at a park a lot, you know, at parks and nature. So I don't really bump into corporate people so much. I think when I move into the city, I'm going to then see people. But I wanted to pick up some clients before I moved.
I think you start instead of thinking so grand on that level, it might evolve to that level. So, you know, allow yourself to, I mean, you said that you were already confronting entrepreneurs. You're all, you know, you're already dealing with people who are in business on some level. So sometimes it takes form in a different way than we actually expect. You know, when my angels were telling me I was going to speak to people about angels and, you know, spirits, I was like, whatever. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know that was psychic medium. I didn't know. Really, I didn't. I was totally clueless that it was going to evolve to this point. But I just started doing it, and I was doing it to friends and family when I was a kid. It was just a natural progression. And that was like my soul just couldn't be contained anymore. I had to do it, even though despite what everybody in my family and friends thought, it was a horrendous move. You know, you still have to, you have to go in that direction. You know, it's where our souls are guiding us. It's our manifestation of spirit, what we're supposed to do, you know, while we're on the plane.
I have a suggestion for you, Jessica.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I've been in the same place, because I built up my name so that people come to me for counseling. The best way, if you like entertainment and you're comfortable with it, start your own podcast and bring on people with this kind of expertise. It is invaluable. Invaluable.
And
it's very easy to do.
Because I think that a nice amount of people know me. I was just finding that I was running into either, like, two different scenarios. One was that I was giving out so much information and I wasn't getting clients from it. And then the other thing was that then I was raising my rate, and a lot of people are not at that range of, you know, being able to afford. So
exactly.
I just wanted to go for, like, the higher clientele, and that kind of.
Well, you have to start somewhere, honey. You have to start, you know, and build up to it. Build up.
Yeah,
to it.
I mean, I started with my rates high. It didn't work out. I lowered my rates, and the practice took off. So, you've got to get a base.
You got to start out with a base, and then, you know, and then it builds over time.
Yeah.
So, but you got to start speaking to people and then telling them, you know, if you want more counsel, come and see me.
Okay. Maybe I'm not doing
that
enough.
So start with, you do it with the workshops or the podcast, she's right, or the blog, send out that information, and it'll attract people.
And constantly use social media, Facebook it,
right,
Twitter it,
right,
LinkedIn it, you know, everything you do, put out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's okay. Jason, Joshua? I get a Jason, Joshua around you. Jason,
well,
Joshua.
My brother's Justin. My brother's Justin, but he's not around me.
He's not around you.
Mm-hmm.
I get that name really clear. I don't know if it was a Jason, Justin. I feel like there might be some assistance in that regard, you know, with your love, you know, with the love council or something like that. And I think that might be the open door. So I want you to put that down, okay, just in case, and then you just report back to us. We got to keep moving. We might have other callers, right? Thanks, Jessica.
Okay,
thank
you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Jessica.
Good
luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck. Yeah. So it's 11:35. We really only have like 10 minutes to go.
Okay. I think we can get another caller.
All right. Let's do another one. Let's see.
Okay.
What do we have here? Okay. Let's do area code 352. You've been holding for quite a while. What is your name?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. First, I wanted to thank you for this great topic today. It just really, really hit home, so thank you so much.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear. So what can we do for you, Linda? What's your question?
I'm planning, my family, we're planning on moving, which will be just a really huge move. We've been in this area for over 35 years, and so the doubts are starting to come in, and, you know, I've been getting these messages from my angels, from, you know, from all over the place that this is the right move, but, you know, like you've been talking about, when the doubts start creeping in,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you can help me along there.
Yeah, whether or not this is the right move. Well, yeah, I get it. I know why those fears are popping up, because 35 years you've only known this other place, this place where you're leaving is home. And that's
mm-hmm.
that's scary, you know, to leave behind all this space that you know so well. But also, on the other hand, it's kind of exciting that you're going to someplace
mm-hmm.
new. You're going to have to meet some new people and have some new experiences. I think, you know, I'm just going to say that I feel there is a positive movement to go in the direction that you're going, okay? And as I say this, Linda, who's troubled with a foot or had a leg issue? I almost want to say right side. Are you right? Again, paternal side, like right side of the leg or something of that sort. But I also get like a male figure there.
My daughter just hurt her leg. She has a boot
mm-hmm.
on her foot, but it's her left
she
foot.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's her left
just,
foot.
Uh-huh.
But also,
mm-hmm.
is there a male figure or a father figure that's on the other side as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, yes. But he told me about the foot and the leg issue with somebody in the family. So that, to me, is a manifestation form of just being a metaphysician, you know, is the manifestation of being scared of making that move, you know,
mm-hmm.
or a move taking
mm-hmm.
place with family, okay? That's scary. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we hold in the fears, it can manifest in a physical form like an illness or a pain or an ache
mm-hmm.
or an accident that impedes the body. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
I would say that you know, to breathe through this, and this father figure that wanted to come through just wanted to say that these are definitely fears and that your move forward is a good idea. And
do you see me working at all and with the angelic realm and making that more into, because I just feel like it's my time in my life to start doing what I really feel connected to.
Really enjoy
to.
Doing. Mm-hmm. Do you do tarot? Or do you have angel cards or something like that?
Angel cards I have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they showed this to me. They showed me you throwing those down for some guidance and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. Go
okay.
for it. We could always use another light worker out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, do it. Do it, Linda. We
Why
need
not?
You.
You know, and again, like I was telling Jessica, it's just a matter of doing it, you know, and sometimes we can just get caught up trying to figure out the process instead of just keep moving forward. And when we hit a brick wall, it just means you got to go another direction. It's like the fly trying to get out the window, and it doesn't realize the door's open across the room. Okay, so just keep moving.
Thank you so much. And so
yeah,
money, you see the money situation and everything just kind of opening up, moving forward.
I think you'll find a way, you know, and there's also a connection for you online if you want to continue doing, you know, some readings or something of that for people. But just putting yourself online, maybe that's with another source outlet, you know, like a,
we're going to have to cut this out short
well,
because
thank you.
We're always
thank
on.
Linda,
the
for
I
calling
really
in.
Appreciate
thank you,
your
Linda.
Help.
So
care.
Appreciate you
Bring
calling
you
in. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. So we have about 2 minutes. I know that you would like to say a prayer for Inga and talk about something that's coming up with you. Laura?
Well, real quick, I want to just say that let's enjoy the fruits and flowers of our labor with our spiritual garden, because you'll earn a lot of confidence, more self-esteem, inner strength, your resilience. You'll definitely have more better health emotionally, mentally, and physically. You'll have more energy. You'll have a better attitude. You'll have more self-love, and you'll have the capacity to love others unconditionally more so, which is the fragrance that you'll put out. So that's my message in terms of the spiritual garden. So I hope all of you got it.
I think we did.
Real quick, I just want to ask everybody who's tuned in today to say a quick prayer for little Inga, who's still missing from her family, and that the message is that if everybody could just take a moment and pray for her safe return home to her family immediately, I'd so appreciate that, because that's something that's been pending and weighing on the hearts of so many. Mm. And then finally, I just want to close and say thank you, Randy, for giving us this format. I want to let everybody know I have a spirit salon coming up, which is a group reading for anyone, anywhere in the world. You guys can participate and join in on the telephone call, because it's a teleconference. And it's scheduled this Sunday. It's Sunday, June 12th, and you can learn more information on my website, mediumlarlee.com. So I hope you guys can join me for that event, because it's a lot of fun.
And Laura's going to be back with us on June 15th, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern time.
I forgot about that. June 15th.
Put it on your calendar, Laura.
Thank you.
Yes, Laura will be back. So if for some reason you did not get to talk to her today, I'm sorry. We never have enough time. Never have enough time. But be the first caller on the 15th, and, you know, and you'll be in. So. So anyway, Laura, it's been great. Thank you. Love the topic. Perfect for this time of year. Thank the angels for bringing that up.
No doubt. Thank you for the forum again, hon.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been wonderful. Thanks. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So our time is up for today. But if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE. RandyGfine.com. Yes, that's it, RandyGfine.com. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host Randy Fine, author and life issues counselor Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, RandyGfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.